Today's Amud is Marikatan Chavchas Amin Aleph. We're holding on the bottom line of Chavzayin Amin Beis, V'loi Shal Nashim La'ilam Ibn Yaakovay. So we had mentioned in the Mishnah that on Chol HaMoed, we don't put the mita of a mace of a man into the street, because they're not allowed to give Hespedim on Chol HaMoed, and if we put the mita on the street, so people might come to give Hespedim. The Mishnah then said that by a woman, we never put the mita into the street. And the Mishnah said, Ibn Yaakovay. So says the Gemara Amr Nahardai that Leishanu Ella Chaya. This is only true about a lady who dies in childbirth, a lady who died in the middle of childbirth. So it's very common that there's still dam, which is coming out. And therefore, we don't want to embarrass her by putting her in the street. There's going to be dam coming out. So because of her kavod, to protect her kavod, that's why we never put a woman's mita into the street. That means if she died as a chaya during childbirth. But other women, we will put the mita into the street. However, Abelazar Amar, that afilu shar nashim, and no, even other women, we never put a woman's mita into the street. Dechziv, as the pasuk says, and the reason is because we're always chayshish that there could be dam which is coming out. We're always chayshish that dam nida, dam ziva might be coming out, and even if it's not, even if she wasn't in the middle of childbirth, we're still chayshish for her kavod that we never put the mita in the street. And Abelazar Ben Araya, that we never put the mita of a woman in the street. Dechziv, as the pasuk says, betama sham Miriam v'tikaver sham. It says that Miriam died over there and she was buried. Now Miriam didn't die during childbirth. And samuch, and we could darshan from here that samuch lamisa kfura, that you still see that says v'tama sham Miriam v'tikaver sham, that right when she died she was buried. She didn't. They didn't leave her body in the street. They didn't put the mita in the street, even though she didn't die machmas childbirth. She didn't die during childbirth, and FLP king, you see that her mita was not left in the street. So you see it's a din that applies to all women. And now it says the Gemara, another member from Rabbi Lazar, Amr Rabbi Lazar, once we're on Misas Miriam, that Af Miriam ben Nashika Mis Mesa. Now Miriam died with Nashika, she died a painless death, a kiss from Kaviyachu from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that's how her neshama left. And how do we know that? Because Asya Sham Sham mi Maisha. We darshan a gzer shava of Sham Sham for Maisha Rabbeinu. By Maisha Rabbeinu, it says that he died a misas neshika, and it says the word Sham, and it says v'yama Sham Maisha, and we darshan over here also by Miriam, it says Sham that she also died a misas neshika. So why doesn't it say by Miriam that she died from the mouth of Hashem like it does by Maisha Rabbeinu? There it says that almost lahedya that he died with a neshika. Why doesn't the Torah say that by Miriam? Why do we have to darshan it from a gzeir shava? Says the Gemara, "Bneisha gnai hadavar la'amrei," because it's a gnai to say about a kadosh baruch hu a lashon of neshika when it comes to a woman. So therefore, the Torah doesn't say it lahedya. Now says the Gemara, "Amr Ravami." Ravami says, "Alama nismicha." Misas Miriam leparshas paraduma. Why is it that Miriam's patira is spoken about and it's placed in the Torah right next to the parsha paraduma? Leimer lach, it's coming to teach us that ma paraduma mechaperes, just like the paraduma was mechaper on the chena egel. Af misas and shal tzadikim mechaperes, so too in general the misa of tzadikim. So it's mechaper on the generation. It's mechaper for different sins. And Amr Belazar. Rabbi Lazar said a similar drasha, that lama nismucha misas Aaron lebigdei kahuna. Why is Aaron's patira written in the Torah right next to the parsha bigdei kahuna? It's coming to teach us that ma bigdei kahuna mechaperin af misas shal tzadikim mechaperes. That just like the bigdei kahuna are mechaper, so too misas tzadikim are also mechaper. The Ian Yaakov points out that there's a Tosefes Chiddush in Rabbi Lazar's drasha from the bigdei kahuna, because the bigdei kahuna, at least part of the bigdei kahuna, were mechaper not just on chatoim that were bein adam lemakoim, but even on sins that are bein adam lechaveroi, like the meil, which is mechaper on lashon hara. And so you see from here that not only is the misa sadikim mechaper on averoi that are bein adam lemakoim, but we can learn from the bigdei kahuna that it's even mechaper on averoi that are bein adam lechaveroi. Says the Gemara now Tan Rabbanon, that mace pitoim, if a person dies very suddenly, he never even had a chance, he didn't get sick, and then it went on, he just died suddenly. So zui misa chatufa. It's considered a grabbed misa. Chalo yoim echad u mace. Let's say he got sick for a day, but then you know, more or less, he died suddenly. So it's not mamish chatufa, but zuhi misa dechufa. It's also, it's like a forced, a pushed misa. It's also very quick. Tosfos points out, it's not clear exactly what the difference is, but it seems like the dechufa is a little bit less, the person has a little bit more time, but it's still very, very quick. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer, he says that no, that if a person dies after being sick for one day, that's not called misa dechufa, rather zuhi misa smageifa. That type of misa is called a misa smageifa. And the raya is from Yecheskel. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that Yecheskel had a nevuah, and in the nevuah Hashem tells him that ben Adam, hinei lokeach mimcha esmach maninecha, I'm going to take the treasure of your eyes, I'm going to take away your wife, your wife's going to die b'mageifa. It says that his wife's going to die in a mageifa. And what happened? Uksiv, the pasuk says that when Yecheskel said over the nevuah in the morning, the pasuk says, "Va'adabra la'am ba'beker v'tamas ishti barif." That says she says, "I said over the nevuah in the morning, and his wife died that night." So you see, mamish, one day that was the whole thing, and that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu called a mageifa. So you see that a one day misa, that's called a mageifa. Continues the Braisa, Shnei Yamin v'meis, if a person gets sick for 2 days and then he dies, so Zuhi Misa Dechuya. That's called also a very quick Misa, it's called a Misa Dechuya. Shlaisha, if there's 3 days, it's considered a Ga'ara, like a Kadosh Baruch who is yelling at the person. Arba is a Nezifa, like similar to Nidoy. And Chamisha, Zuhi Misas Kol Adam. If a person is sick for a minimum of 5 days, so that's considered typical, that's the standard Misa of a person, it gives him time to prepare himself, to do tshuva, to prepare his family, to prepare his finances, to prepare everything that he needs to prepare. So that's if he has at least 5 days. And Amar Reb Chanan said that my kra, what's the makar? Where do we see that 5 days is misas kol adam? Because the pasuk says in karvu yamech alamos that your days are coming closer, you're going to die. So hein is chad. Hein we know means one, as the Gemara will point out soon, and karvu is trey. They are coming close. That's a minimum of two. Yamecha, your days v'lashin ravim is trey. Hamisha, it's a total of five. So you see that that's a pretty standard misa. Now, how do we know that hein is one? Says the Gemara, hein chad shekein v'lashin yevani kairin la'achas hein, because like we find in Greek that the word for one is hein. Now it says the Gemara that meis b'chamishim shana. If let's say a person dies at the age of 50 years old, so zuhi misas kares. That's considered a misa of kares. Chamishim ushtayim shana zuhi misas shel Shmuel haramasi. 52 years is not a bad time, because that's the misa. That's how long Shmuel lived. Shmuel Anavi lived to 52. Shishim zuhi misa bidei shamayim. In 60 years, that's considered misa bidei shamayim, meaning that's a very normal time for a person to live. It's a standard, normal course of life, is that a person dies at 60 years old. It says the Gemara, Amar Zutra, my kra, what's the makar that 60 is considered a normal age? The pasuk says, Tavay bekelach elei kever. You'll come into the kever by kelach, bekelach begematria shishin havu. Bekelach is the gematria of 60. So we see that that's like a relatively normal age. It's called Misa Bidei Shamayim. It's a normal age for a person to die. Shivim is Seva. If a person dies at 70, he's considered to have lived to an old age. And Shemayim Gevurais, if he lives to 80, so that's a sign that he is a very strong person. He's a Gibor, and a Gibor lives to 80. Like we find in the Pasuk, that Yemesh Noitenu Bahem Shivim Shana, that even a Seva, even someone who's old, so he lives for 70 years, then Begvurais Shemayim Shana. And Mamesh, a Gibor, so he's able to live until 80. And I'm a Rabbi said, to explain the Braisa, that even though the Braisa said that the age for Kares is 50, says Rabbah, really, mechamishim v'ad shishim shana zuhi misas Kares. Anything before 60 is Kares. From 50 till 60, that's all considered Kares. That entire 10-year period. V'haydaloi chashav lehu. That which the Braisa didn't word it like that. Instead, the Braisa worded it that 50 is Kares, and it didn't say from 50 to 60, is mishum kvayde shal Shmuel haramasi. Was to protect the honor of Shmuel, because Shmuel died during those years between 50 and 60. Now by Shmuel it wasn't Kares, but since Shmuel died between 50 and 60, wouldn't it be respectful to say, to point that out, that from 50 to 60 is all Kares, and yet Shmuel died during that time. It's a simon for Kares, but Shmuel obviously wasn't Kares, and therefore the Braisa says it very vague. It just says that 50 years old, that's the age for Kares, even though really it's 50 to 60. Rav Yosef Kiava Bar Shisan, The Gemara says a story that when Rabbi Yosef turned 60 years old, so Avulu Yamatavul Rabbanim, so he made a big birthday party for all the Rabbanim. He made a birthday party with all the Rabbanim Amar, and he said, "Nafkili mikaris." He was so excited. He said, "He said, you see, I'm not chayiv karis. I made it to 60." So he was very excited. And Amar Le'Abaye, Abaye says at the birthday, not exactly the nice thing to say at the birthday party, but Abaye says to Rav Yosef, he says, "Not so fast. You're not out of the woods yet." Of years, we said, is between 50 and 60. So now you turn 60, so you got out of the woods for karis of years, but there's also mikaris diyoyme. And mikaris diyoyme minafik mar, did you escape the woods yet from the karis of days? Meaning if a person dies without getting sick, he just dies very quickly, so that's considered like a karis. That's karis of days. And so you're not necessarily out of the woods. Don't get too excited. However, Amar Leh, Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye that the koy lecha mi apalga bidach, but at least I got half. You know, there's two ways of looking at a half a cup. It's either half full or half empty. Abaye is telling him it's half empty. And Rabbi Yosef saying, yeah, but it's also half full. And therefore Rabbi Yosef was making the birthday party even though Abaye was trying to spoil it. And says the Gemara that Rav Huna nach nafshe pitoim. Now Rav Huna, he died suddenly. And so havu kadaigi Rabbanim. The Rabbanim were very concerned. What happened, Rav Huna? We know how Rosh Rav Huna is. How could a Kodesh Baruch Hu do this? How could it be that he died suddenly? So Tana Luhu Zuga Midahaivi, this pair of Rabbanim from the city, they taught to the Rabbanim, the Rabbanim, and they said to them that this whole idea that if a person dies suddenly, that it's a bad simen, Leishanu Ala Shalai Hegiya Ligvurais. That's only if it happens before he turns 80 years old. Aval Hegiya Ligvurais Zuhi Misas Nashika. But once he's already over 80, like Rav Huna was, so then if he dies suddenly, other Abba, that's actually a good thing, that's Misas Nashika, and there's nothing to be concerned about for Rav Huna. Amar Rava, Rava said over that Chaye Bnei Umizoyne, that when it comes to these three things, how long a person lives, Bnei, how many children a person has, and how long they live, and Mizoyne, and a person's Parnasa, so Loi B'Schusa Talia Milsa, Ela B'Mazla Talia Milsa, that's not telling a person's Schus, it's not telling on how he behaves, so to speak, in life, that's all telling in his Mazel, it's just the Mazel a person is born in, based on the tafkid of his life, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Chaye Bnei Umizoyne according to his tafkid. And the raya to this is the Harab of Rav Chista. Both Rabbi and Rav Chista, Tarvayu Rabban and Tzadike Havu. They were both tremendous Tzadikim, both Rabbi and Rav Chista. Yet, and both of them, Mar Matzle Vase Mitra, Mar Matzle Vase Mitra. The litmus test is that both of them, as soon as they davened, it rained. Like we had different stories in Mesechus Tainus about different Rabban, they davened and it rained. It was a sign of Chasidus, it was a sign of Tzidkus. So both Rabbi and Rav Chista had that attribute, that they were Tzadikim, and as soon as they would daven, it would start to rain. Yet we see that their lives were very different. Rav Chista chaya tishin v'tarte shnin. Rav Chista lived to the ripe old age of 92, whereas Rabbi chaya arboin. Rabbi lived only to the age of 40. Bei Rav Chista, in the house of Rav Chista, were shisin hilule. He made 60 chasanas for his children, for his grandchildren. He made 60 chasanas in his household. And yet, Bei Rabbi shisin tichle. In Rabbi's household, they made 60 levayas. They sat shiva 60 times. So for didn't work out for him in Chaye, it didn't work out for him in Bnei. And also lastly, in Mizoyne, Bei Rav Chista, the house of Rav Chista was so wealthy that Smida Lechalbe, they would feed bread of fine sifted flour to the dog, Veloy Mitbe, and the dog was so full, it had already eaten so much, it wouldn't even want the bread, even though this was like a delicacy. Yet Bei Rabba, Nahamed Nisari Linchi, in Rabba's household, they were so poor, all they had was barley bread for people, Veloy Mishtakach, and even that, they didn't always have it all the time. So we see that, even though they were both tremendous tzaddikim, and in many ways it was hard to tell the difference between the two, they seem to be on the same level, yet we see when it comes to Chaye Bnei Umizayde, how different their lives were. So that's where you see that those things are not tali and zechusa, rather it's tali on the person's mazel. Now really the sugya is one that requires, it's really a tremendous avayda to really work out exactly what that means, that it's tali and mazel. In general we find the idea many times that ain't mazel Yisrael, at least according to one man d'amer, so the Klal Yisrael don't even have a mazel. Yet other places in Shas seem to contradict that. Like we had in Tainus, that during Chodesh Av is a time where there's bad mazel. So which one is it? Do we have mazel? Do we not have mazel? That was a really complicated sugya. Many of the Rishonim say that Avada we do have mazel, but what it means that we don't have mazel, it means that we're above our mazel. Which means that when it comes to the other nations, they have a mazel and they're subject to their mazel, they can never get out of it. They're stuck to it. They can't change it. Yet Klal Yisrael, we might have a mazel and we say mazel tov, we talk as if we have mazel, but we're above it in the sense that a person could daven and he could then get past his mazel. So then what does it mean over here? That dafka b'chayi b'nei mizoyne, then that's totally in the mazel, and then you can't get past it maybe, or maybe it's harder to get past it. So it's unclear, and it really would take a tremendous avayda to really figure out, to really work it out, what these things mean, all the different times in Chazal where we find Klal Yisrael having mazel, not having mazel, and in this Gemara, chayi b'nei mizoyne is only totally in mazel, it's not totally in zechusa. Then I'm not even sure how much of a nafkamina it makes. Meaning, so therefore, let's say it's not tali. It's these certain things are not tali in zechusa. It's only tali in mazel. If that means that you don't have to daven for it, that doesn't mean a person shouldn't daven for life or for children or for mizoynis. Because who says that the reason why he's not getting it, he's not getting parnasa or children, is that it's because he's stuck by his mazel. Maybe it's because he hasn't davened yet. So either way, he's supposed to daven. So either he's supposed to daven because even if it's talei mazel, he's supposed to daven. Or even if davening doesn't help for such a thing, but he doesn't know if that's the reason why he's having trouble. Maybe he's not having trouble because he hasn't been davening enough. And really, his mazel is that he is supposed to have the children and that he is supposed to have certain things, and he just needs to daven more. Akapana will go weiter. Says the Gemara of Amar Rava, Rava said over, that Hani Tlas Mili Vayi Kamei Shmaya. I daven for three things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tarti Yahavuli, Chadolo Yahavuli. Two of them were given to me and one of them not. Stomach, he davened for more things, but I guess there were three things that he wants to speak out that he davened for, and two of them were given to him and one of them not. Number one, he said, Chuchmase de Rav Huna, he davened that he should have the Chachma of Rav Huna, the Utre de Rav Chista, and the wealth of Rav Chista, the Yahavule, and both of those things were given to him. So you see, Mamash, from this Gemara, that even though Mizoine is not Tali in Zechusa, it's Tali in Mazel, Rav davened for it, and then he was answered. It sounds like only through his Tefillah he was answered, and that's how he got the Mizoine, that's how he got the wealth. So he davened for Chachma, he davened for wealth of Rav Chista, and both of those things were given to him. In Vasnuse de Rabba Baravuna lo yahavule. But when he davened to have the anivus of Rabba Baravuna, so that wasn't given to him. That he wasn't answered for, that he wasn't given. Which Agav, again, you see from this Gemara, something we pointed out in the Seches Tainus, that there is an idea of davening for Ruchnias, at least a person's own Ruchnias for sure, even others we spoke about then. But for sure, one's own Ruchnias, even though Chazal say that Akol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyira Shemayim, that Yira Shemayim is not something that Hashem takes control over, so to speak. It's something that He leaves into our own bechira. Hakol bidei shemayim, chutz mi Yerushamayim. Yerushamayim is up to our own bechira. Still, it makes sense that there's a logic to davening for ruchnias, which the Maharshal explains is because that's gufa, using your bechira. You're taking the first step. You're davening for it, and then Hashem can reciprocate. That's not called bidei shemayim. That's called a person utilizing his bechira to attain the ruchnias. He's davening for any of us. In this case, he wasn't answered. It wasn't given to him, but you'd still see the idea that a person is allowed to daven for ruchnias, and that's not a stira to a kol bidei shemayim chutz mi yirah shemayim. Says the Gemara Vayter now that Rav Sa'irim achua de Rava. Now Rav Sa'irim was the brother of Rava, and Hava Yosef kamei de Rava, and he was once sitting in front of Rava, and as we'll see, Rava was very sick. He was on his deathbed, as we're about to see. And his brother, Rav Sa'irim, was there visiting Rava. And Rav Sa'irim, he sees his brother, he sees Rava, that Rava he's slipping out of consciousness. He sees he's leaving this world. In this context, really, it means he's a geises. He's mamish about to leave the world. And Amar Lei, so Rava says to Rav Sa'irim, Rava, who's sick, he's about to die, he says to Rav Sa'irim, he says, Lei Malei Mar Delei Litzaron, please tell the Malach HaMaves, tell him not to pain me anymore, I don't want him to pain me. So Amar Lei, so Rav Sa'irim says to his brother, he says to Rava, Mar Lav Sheishvinehu, aren't you close with the Malach HaMaves? You're close with the Malach HaMaves, why are you asking me to make the request? You make the request, tell the Malach HaMaves not to hurt you. So Amar Leis, the Rav explains that no, Keva de Imsar Mazola Loi Ashkachbi. Once my mazel was already weakened, now he says he's a guy. He's leaving this world. He's slipping out of consciousness. So he says now already my mazel's weakened, and now the Malach HaMavis is not going to listen to me. So Amar Leis. So Rav Sa'irim says to Rava, okay, fine, I'll speak to the Malach HaMavis. I have one request though, L'schazi limar, come back to me in a dream. After you leave this world, come back to me in a dream and report to me whether or not he listened, whether or not he caused you pain. So what happened was, is Rava, eventually he was nifter, in his chazilei, and he came in a dream to Rav Sa'irim, and Amar Lei, Rav Sa'irim asked him, so nu, havalei lemar tzara, did you have any pain? And Amar Lei, Rava responded, ki rivda de kusilta, that it was like the pain of bloodletting, so I guess it was a little bit of pain, nothing too severe, but there was a little bit of pain. And the Gemara says a similar story, that Rava, hava Yosef kamein Rav Nachman, this time it was Rava visiting Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman was the one who was sick, and chazi de kamenam, name, and Rava sees Rav Nachman is leaving this world. And Amar Lei, Rav Nachman says to Rava, tell the Malach HaMavis not to hurt me. So Amar Lei, so Rava says to Rav Nachman, he says, aren't you an Adam Chashev? You should ask him. He's not going to listen to me. You're the one he's going to listen to. So you should tell the Malach HaMavis not to pain you. So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman explained to Rava that no, man Chashev, who's considered Chashev to the Malach HaMavis? You think he considers anyone to be Chashev? Man Safin, who's scary? You think he's scared of anyone that he's going to listen to me? Man Rekie, who's smooth like the sky? Who doesn't have things that they don't have to work out, who's completely fixed, who was misaking all the things that they were supposed to be misaking? He's going to see me and he's not going to listen to me. So Amar Lei, so Rava says to Rav Nachman, okay, I'm putting the request, but I have a request from you. Then L'schazi limar, come to me in a dream after you leave this world, and please let me know what happened. So says the Gemara, L'schazi Lei, he came to him in a dream, and Amar Lei, so Rava asked Rav Nachman, he says, Havli limar tzara, so knew what happened, was there any pain? And Amar Lei, Rav Nachman says, no, there was no pain. Kimishcha benisa mechalava. It was like the pain of taking a hair out of milk, meaning there was no pain at all. However, still, said Rav Nachman to Rava, he said, V'yamrli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zil Bahu Alma Kad Haves. Even still, even though there was no pain in my Misa, says Rav Nachman, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have told me, if you want to, you could go back to this world, Lai Ba'ena, I would have told him that, no, thank you, I don't want to come back. And you want to know why? Dinavish Biasuse, because it was so scary to have to face the Malach HaMavis. Even though there was no pain, just facing him was so scary, I don't want to have to do that again, to the point that I wouldn't want to come back into this world to have to face the Malach HaMavis again. It says the Gemara another story that Rebbe Lazar, who was a kayin, have a ka'achil truma. He was eating truma, and his chazi lei, the Malach HaMavis came to him. He came to take his neshama. He came to Rebbe Lazar, and Amar Lei, Rebbe Lazar yells at the Malach HaMavis. He says, "Truma ka'achilna! Don't you see I'm eating truma? V'lav kaidesh ikri? Don't you know that truma is called kaidesh? You can't make me tummy. You can't take my neshama now. I'm in the middle of eating truma." So chalfule shaita, the Malach HaMavis was embarrassed. He went away, and they missed the moment. And he didn't end up coming back to take Rav Elazar even after he finished the food. Obviously, sometime later he came, but he didn't come back at that time. Rav Sheshes is chazalei b'shukam. Rav Sheshes was once walking in the market, and the Malach HaMavis came to him to take his neshama. So Amar Lei, Rav Sheshes yells at him. He says, "Beshuka kebehema, you're going to take me in the shuk like an animal who dies in the shuk. Eisa legabe besa, at least come to my house. Take me in my house. Don't take me in the shuk." And Rav Ashi is chazilei, Beshuka, where the Gaisa Tzion brings from the Ksavya, that where Beshuka should be taken out. So Rav Ashi is chazilei, Rav Ashi, the Malach HaMavis appeared to him. He wanted to take away Rav Ashi's neshama. And Amar Lei, Rav Ashi says to the Malach HaMavis, Itrach leave Tlas and Yoimen. Please give me at least 30 days. Vahaji the Talmudai. I want to chazir everything I learned during my lifetime. Give me 30 days to chazir everything. Damrisu, because they say that Ashre Misha Balakan, the Talmudai Beyadai, that praiseworthy is one who comes to Shemayim and his Talmudah is biyada, he remembers his learning. So I want to do Chazara, I want to quickly Chazar for the big Bechina, so please give me 30 days to do Chazara. Biyoyim Tlas and Asa, on the 30th day itself, the Malach HaMavis comes right up to him, and Amar Lei, Rav Ashi yells at him again. He says, "My Kulei Hai, what are you coming so quick for? I said 30 days, you should be coming at the end of the 30 days, why are you coming on the 30th day? So the Malach HaMavis explained, because the Chaka Ragli, the Bar Nasa, because now it's Rav Huna Bar Nasan. It's Rav Huna's turn to become the Nasi, and you're the Nasi now. And then really now it's his turn. Ve'im Malchus Negas Mechaver Tafilu Kumalei Nima. One Malchus can't override the other. Even they can't coincide. Even a hair's breadth. And being that it's Rav Huna's turn now to be the Nasi, so now I have to take you away from this world. And Rav Chista Lehava Yachole, the Gemara says that when it came to Rav Chista, so the Malach HaMaves wasn't able to take away his neshama. And the reason being is Lehava Shasik Pume Migirsa, is because he didn't stop learning. So since he didn't stop learning, the Torah is Megan, the Torah protects him, and therefore the Malach HaMaves wasn't able to take away his neshama. Salik Yasin Ba'arza de Beirav. So he went, the Malach HaMaves, he went into the garden. Paka Arza, and when he went up, so one of the branches broke, Ushasek, and Rav Chista, when he heard the loud sound, so he stopped learning for a moment, V'yachol, and then the Malach HaMaves was able to take away his neshama. And Rav Chia, they have a matzi l'mikra v'lei, also Rav Chia, the Malach HaMaves, wasn't able to come to him to take away his neshama, presumably for the same reason, because he was learning. Yoyim Echad, Inmi Lei Ka'anya, so one day the Malach HaMaves comes to his door, pretending to be an ani, he disguises himself as a poor man. And Asa Tarif Abava, he's knocking on the door, and Amar Lei, and he's screaming inside to Rav Chia. He says, "Apikli Rifta, please bring me some bread." So apikule. So they bring out bread to this person they thought was an ani. And Amar Le, the Malach HaMaves says, "V'lav kamarachi mara anya." I see that Mara has mercy even on a poor man. Who gavra malu kamarachi mara? So why don't you have mercy on the Malach HaMaves, on me, and why won't you give me your neshama? Galilei, so he exposed himself to Rav Chia, meaning he showed that he's the Malach HaMaves, and Achvile Shaita Denura, and he proved it by showing him some sort of fiery rod. Somehow that is a proof that he's the Malach HaMaves. And then Amslei Nafshei, and then Rav Chia gave up his neshama, he gave it to the Malach HaMaves.